Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima for Reb Chaim ben for Reb Shalom ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Daf Nedarim Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tashma Koinim Yain. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had asked the question. The Gemara's question was: our Mishnah clearly detailed and distinguished between somebody who made a neder by saying Hayoim, where the neder is valid till the end of the day, or somebody said Yoim Echad, and the neder is valid for 24 hours. So now, the Gemara had asked, what will be the halacha if somebody says Yoim? How will the halacha treat such a situation? Will it be treated as if he said Hayoim, which we just finished saying, he said Hayoim, the nether is only valid until the end of the day? Or will it be considered like he said Yoim Echad, and it'll be a 24-hour nether? So it says the Gemara Amar Rashi, Toshma, we'll bring a raya from a Mishnah that we're going to learn at the end of our Perek on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that somebody says, Koyim Yayim Shein Toyim Hashana, he made a nether that he will not drink wine this year, Nes Abra Hashana. So the question is, and then the year became a leap year. And the question is, how does the halacha look at this situation? Does the halacha say that under this situation, it's considered that he will be also for all 13 months as the year became a leap year? Or is it just going to be for 12 months, because that was his intention when he made the nether? So the halacha is osa ba ubi bura. The halacha is that he's going to be osa for all 13 months. And the Gemara tries to understand, hey chedami, exactly what is the case that we mentioned? Ilam kriktani, if we're going to understand the Mishnah as it seems to be said at face value, where the person said hashana, so he said this year. If he said this year, so of course this year is a leap year. And then the question is, Lom Lememra, why would it be necessary to tell us that if the year became a leap year, he's off? The way to understand that Mishnah, to understand that the Mishnah is teaching us something that we would not have otherwise known, we have to understand that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he said Shana. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even when he used the word Shana, which, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, can be interpreted in two ways. That Allah was saying, the Mishnah is teaching us, that Alma, Shana, when we say the word Shana, is Kash Shana Dami, and the same thing will be, Yoim Nami, Ka Yoim Dami. So what the Gemara is saying is, that when you say, that the Mishnah over there is teaching us Shana, it says, like Hashana, and the Halacha is, that when somebody says Hashana, his usher for all 13 months, if it became a leap year, the same thing will be here. When somebody says Yoim, it'll be like he said Kahayoim, and it's till the end of the day. Not like saying Yoim Echad, which will mean 24 hours. Says the Gemara, Loi. The Mishnah over there is talking about a case where he said Hashana. The question is, if the Mishnah over there is talking about that case, what is it necessary to teach us? What is the Mishnah teaching us that we wouldn't have known otherwise? Even though this person clearly said Hashanah, which means this year, which means whenever this year will end, but maybe what his intention was that he had in mind that he should follow most year, like most years. That's what he could claim was his intention when he made the nether. And most years, loy isbei ibur, don't have a 13th month. So even though he clearly indicated that he means Hashanah this year, which to us is obvious that he means this year, whatever amount of time this year is, 12 months, 13 months, but maybe he could say, well, I never expected to have to keep this nether for 13 months because I assumed that this year will look like most years. And most years have 12 months. Kamashmon, that is not considered a valid claim. And with this, we end this sugya. And the Ran says, since this question that we began the shiur with, when somebody says yoim, is it considered like he said hayoim, or is it considered like he said yoim echad, has not been answered. We have to be machmer, and we have to say that if somebody said yoim, he has to keep the nether for 24 hours. And be machmer to keep the nether for 24 hours, and it wouldn't be sufficient to wait till the end of the day. The current Aira gives a different nafkamina. That in certain sense, yoim echad could be considered a more lenient nether than a hayoim. Because let's say somebody said that he doesn't keep his nether immediately. If he said yoim echad, he said, I have to keep whatever I took upon myself for yoim echad, for one day. It doesn't have to be today. It could be any 24-hour period. And that would be considered a successful completion of his nether. But if he said hayoim, so hayoim means that it's today. And if at the end of the day you didn't keep the nether today, so then you haven't kept the nether that you were supposed to keep. And then it'll turn out, having said, so in that case, yoim echad has a leniency over hayoim, and says the Karen Oyer that the Ran is teaching us that we have to keep both chumras. So the Gemara said that when the person said Hashana, that the Mishnah over there is saying that even though the person said Hashana, and usually Hashana means 12 months, and therefore he should have a valid claim that he should not have to keep the net, he should not have to keep the nether, even though this year became a leap year. The halach is that he does have to keep all 13 months. Why would he have a claim that he shouldn't have to keep the whole 13 months? So the Gemara says, he should be able to say, I follow most years, and most years we don't have a leap year. So the Sefer Zarish of Rum asks, actually, that's a fantastic claim. So why indeed does he have to keep 13 months? Why can't he say we should follow the Rav? So he answers that this is a Dov Sheish Lematirin, and we've established earlier in our Perek that Nedarim are considered a Dov Sheish Lematirin, and by Dov Sheish Lematirin, we don't go bust the Rav. Why, again, is a Neder considered a Dov Sheish Lematirin? Because you could always be Matan Neder. You always could be Matan Neder, you're supposed to be Matan Neder. The Torah HaKdoshah speaks about Yovel. And the time when there was Yovel, there were seven Shemitahs. Each Shemitah cycle, we know, is 7 years. 6 years where they work the field, and then the seventh year, which is the Shemitah year. That gives us 7 times 7, 49 years. And then the 50th year is the Yovel year. As the Torah HaKadoshah says, V'kidashtem shnasa chamishim shana, Yovel hi shnasa chamishim shana tilachem, lo'sizru v'lo'sikzru asvichisea, v'lo'sifzru asnizrea. It's called Yovel because Yovel is another word for the shofar. And in the Yovel year, they blew the shofar on Yom Kippur, as the Pasuk says. V'havartam, Shofar Truah B'Chodesh Shvi, Besel Chodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Taviyu Shofar B'Chol Arzachem. So now, the Gemara begins with a question. Iboilhu, Koinim Iboilhu, Omar, if somebody says, Yain Sheni Toim Yovel, somebody says that I'm not going to drink wine for this Yovel, Mai, how will we treat the actual Yovel year? Does the Yovel year is considered Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year, is considered part of this cycle? Oikalacha Chamishim. And again, we're going to learn the Gemara like the Ran has been learning the Sugyas. The Ran is saying that I'm standing in the middle of the Yovel, and I'm saying that I'm not drinking wine this Yovel. And the question is, is the 50th year included in the Yovel, or is it not included in the Yovel? So, as we're going to see now, this question is a fundamental question in understanding Yovel and Shemitah relationship. Is the Yovel a separate year, as we're going to see in a moment, or is from the Shemitah cycles, there's a 50th year, and then we begin again? Or does the Yovel not interrupt the 7 years cycles that we mentioned? So the question is, why does the Gemara ask the question, and have this discussion in the framework of Nedarim. Why does the Gemara ask the question in the framework of Hilchos Yovel? So the Mefarshim explain that regarding the we don't practice Yovel Bezman Hazeh. So regarding all the other halachas, it's not that relevant. But regarding the Nedarim, now it became a relevant question, and that's why the Gemara posed the question in terms of Yovel versus in terms of Nedarim, rather not in terms of Yovel as itself. Toshma, the Tanya plucked the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. There's a machlokes, as we just said, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon in understanding how the Yovel year relates to the Shemitah years. Says, from here we learn, we count the Yovel year as the 50th year. It's the 50th year, but we don't start the next cycle at the 51st year. That means we first have 49 years of Shemitah, 49 years of the Shemitah years. After we have 49 years of the Shemitah years, we have the 50th year, which is the Yovel year. It's a separate count. And then we start the 51st year, starts the new cycle. The year 51 will be year one. We'll have 6 years. And then year 57 will be the Shemitah year. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yovel Oilel Minyan Shvuah. He says that the 50th year, besides it being the Yovel year, as we just established, it's also year one towards the new cycle of Shemitah. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda say to Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Oimer, when the Torah speaks about the dinim of Shemitah, the Torah says, Sheish shanim tizra sadecha, v'sheish shanim tizmer kamecha, v'saftas tvoasa, that for 6 years we work the fields, it's not Shemitah years. The 7th year is the Shemitah year. But ask the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're saying that the year 50, which is the Yovel year, is also year one in the new count of the 7-year cycle for Shemitah, and the halacha is that in the Yovel year, we have the same restrictions regarding working in the fields as we do during the Shemitah year. So from that Yovel, from the previous Shemitah, which is year 49, to the next Shemitah, there will be only 5 years of being allowed to work. Because on year 50, we're not going to be allowed to work because it's not Shemitah, but it is Yovel. And then we're going to, but since it's already year one towards the new count, we're only going to have 5 more years until Shemitah comes. But the Torah says the Shemitah always follows 6 years of work, and here it's followed 5 years of work. Amulhem, so Rabbi Yehuda says, and l'divreichem, according to your question, according to your opinion, that Yovel is not part of the Shemitah count, and the new Shemitah count begins by year 51. But he asks a different kasha. He asks the Pasuk, when it describes our attitude towards Shemitah, Haru Aimer, the Torah says, V'chi Saimru, if Chas V'Shalom, people will say, because they can't work the fields during the Shemitah year, Manoichel B'Shan HaShvi'is, what can we eat during the Shemitah year? Heloi Nizra V'loi Nesav, we haven't been able to work the fields, says the Torah, V'tzivisias B'chasi L'chem B'Shan HaShvi'is, V'asa Satfu L'Shal L'Shanim. The Torah says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless our fields that for 3 years we'll have enough to eat. Which 3 years? The sixth year, the 7th year, which is the Shemitah year, and the 8th year. But if the Yovel year is not counted, so the Yovel year is in the year where we also need a bracha. Harayesh Kan Arba, because you're going to have a bracha for the 49th year, the 50th year, for the 8th year, 49th year, 50th year, and 51st year. What do we have to say? El de ikadok min b'shashnei shvuah. When the Torah speaks about these halachas, that by the Shemitah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us, that we will have enough tvuah for 3 years. It means in the non-yovel situation. So too says Rav Yehuda Deli Nami, Ikalokim V'Shashnei Shvuah. Under normal circumstances, the Shemitah follows 6 years of work. Yes, when there's the Yovel year, there's only 5 years of work. But that's only once in every seven cycles. So the Chasam Sofer asks that if we're going to take the Torah literally, when it says these, if that's the contention we're taking, Tarakash says, Shisham Tasim Alacha. The Shabbos always follows 6 days of work. But that isn't true. Because although certainly week where there's no Yontif, but even a week where there's Yontif, but the Alacha is that in Yontif we're allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. So the Shabbos that follows such a week is a week that you work 6 days. But of course, with the Raisa, we're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Kippur. So the question is, how could the Torah say with an absolute sheishes yom tas malacha that you always work 6 days? And then Shabbos comes, that isn't actually true. Yom Kippur week, we only work 5 days before Shabbos comes. So the Chasam Sofer says we can't compare Shabbos to Shemitah. Because Shabbos is not connected to the work. In other words, Shabbos, the existence of Shabbos, is not dependent on you working or not working during the 6 days prior to Shabbos. Shabbos is a physical reality. It's a Kedusha reality. That whenever the day of Shabbos comes, whatever happened before, whatever happens after, today is Shabbos. But the Torah, when it speaks about the Shemitah year, clearly connects it to our ability to work or not work. And therefore, we can't compare the two situations. Even though we just quoted the pasuk that says, Vasas HaTfula Shal HaShonim, that means under normal circumstances, the 6th year, 7th year, and 8th year will all be supported from the same Tfua. It's not really, says Rashi, 3 full years. The Tfua of the 6 years will help us towards the end of the 6th year. Then we'll have the whole Shemitah year and the beginning of the 8th year. Just the Torah uses the word Shal HaShonim, even though it's not full 3 years. We learned in the Mishnah, Ad HaPesach Osir, if you said Til Pesach, you Osir. If you made your Nedi, you said Til Pesach, you mean Til Pesach. If you use the words Ad Lefnei Pesach, we had a Machloikus in the Mishnah. Remei Omer Osir Ad Sheyegia, it's Til Pesach actually comes. And Rabbi Yossi says, Achi Yetzin until it ends. So, as we learned, when we learned the Mishnah, Rameya says, unless we can't have a situation of lack of clarity. And since Chazal did not want to have a situation which represents a lack of clarity, it must be, a person doesn't make a nether which represents a lack of clarity. It must be that when he said, Ad Lefnei Pesach, he meant till Pesach, because otherwise it could have meant so many different words. Like the Rishonim point out, the Rosh makes this. When you have the words Ad Lefnei, it can mean before the first days of Pesach, it can mean before the second days of Pesach, it can mean before the last minute of Pesach. And in order, says the Gemara, Ramei's opinion is that somebody doesn't use words that leave us with this lack of clarity. So the simplest way to say what he meant was, until Pesach comes, not anymore. So says the Gemara, lememra, that means to say, the Ramei's opinion is, lemayel inish l'sveika. A person doesn't open up to these kind of questions. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, the mayel inish nafsh l'sveika, that a person does at times put himself in, use words that are ambiguous. Ask the Gemara, Vermini, but we have their opinions, ask the Gemara, just the opposite, in a Mishnah Masechta Kedushin. The Mishnah Masechta Kedushin, Daf Samach Dal Rama Beis, teaches us. Somebody has 2 pairs of daughters from 2 different wives. Vomar, and he says, Kidashti, I married off, and the simplest way of learning this Gemara is that all 4 of these girls are Ketanis or Naris, which, as we've discussed in our Shurim, a father has a right, Midaraisa, to marry off his daughter who was a katana or a nara. Or we could explain that all of the girls are boigris, that again, they're above that age, but the boigris who gave their father permission to marry them off. However, if some of the girls are katanas and naras, and some of the girls are boigris, and even if we'll explain, as we just did, that the boigris that we're talking about are boigris who gave their father permission to marry them off, but a boigris really, midoraisa, the responsibility to marry her off is no longer the father's. Whereas by a katana or a nara, the responsibility to marry you off remains with the father. So there the Rishonim say that certainly he would have been mekadosh his katana or nara, to whom he has a greater responsibility to marry her off versus marrying off a boigris that he doesn't. But we're going to learn simple. They're all in the same status. They either all ktanas or naras, or they're all boigris. Vamar, and he says, Kadashti, I was mekadosh my daughter to a certain man, and I says, Biti Gdoilop, and I clearly indicated who I meant when I said that. Otherwise, we would have a new problem, because the Mishnah, the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, often speaks about Kedushin She'ena Mesur Labia, a Kedushin that cannot be consummated. And if they never knew who the wife was, so then it wouldn't be Kedushin Mesur Labia. So he did, at that point, indicate to the Chassan who the Kal is. But now, any idea. But now he says, I don't remember. Im Gdoilus Shebegdoilus. Did I mean the oldest of all the girls? Im Gdoilus Shebegtanis. The older of the second group is also a Gdoilus. She's older than her younger sister. Maybe it means Ktanis Shebegdoilus. Maybe it means my second daughter from the first wife, because even though she's a Ktana towards her sister, she's older than the other girls. She's still older than the other two, than that other pair. Because, says Rameya, we're concerned that people are, Rameya's opinion is that people aren't clear, we don't know what to say he meant. We don't know what to say he meant. Chutz Mektanish Mektanis. The only one we can know for sure is not a question, is the youngest of the older girls, because there's no way to give her the name Gedoyla. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a cool Mataras Chutz Mekdalish Mekdalos. Rabbi Yossi says, Loimala Inish Anish Lesveka. A person doesn't put himself into a suffix. And since he doesn't put himself into a suffix, we know if you use the word Gedoyla, the easiest and clearest way to understand who Gedoyla Shebegdalis is the oldest. And that's why Rabbi Yossi says that's the only one that will be considered married. So now the question is that, now the question of course is that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, when we have this wording which is unclear, says that maybe the person meant something which is not the easiest way to define it. And Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah said that we're going to explain his words in the easiest way. So isn't that a contradiction in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? So the Machnim Masechta Kedushin asks, why in this situation don't we say Holach Achar Roiv? There's only one woman out of these four that's married. We just don't know which one it is. And because of that, Rabbi Meir says three of them, given the explanation that the Gemara just gave us, we have to be concerned about the married woman. But since the Kedushin is only on one of them, why don't we say Roiv, that she's not married? So the Machna answers that when do we say Roiv? Roiv is only applicable when they were first separate and then they got mixed together. But here, we never knew who is the wife. And that's why we don't say Roiv. The Shari Yosher explains along the same why. It was reason. He says the whole concept of Roiv is only when you have a taruvus, as we often discuss. A drop of milk fell into your chicken soup. So you have a taruvus of chicken soup and milk. Now I don't know what to do with this taruvus. So Rav tells us that we should, if there's Rav, if there's Shishim, it's not a problem because we have a Taravis. But here we have each one of these women standing independently. Since we have each one of these women standing independently, there's no Taravis, there is no Rav. Another teretz that the Shari Yosha suggests is that the concept of Rav is where we have two forces that contradict each other. He uses the word mesnagdois zulazu, work against each other. What does that mean? So the Shari Yosha means to say, the example again that we just gave a moment ago. When we have the chicken soup and the milk, so meat and milk are mesnagdois zulazu. Bas v'chalav are contradict each other. And since bas v'chalav contradict each other, now what do I do with this situation? So the Torah tells us that under the right circumstances, we follow Rav. When we have these four women, or if it's three women, each one of them can be married. One woman being married doesn't contradict the other woman being married. When we don't have that kind of hesnagdus of one to the other, there is no concept of Rav. So now the question is, why don't we just ask the father, who did you mean? And if the father now will say, I'm certain I meant this person, why should I should be able to believe him? So the Rishonim respond that we know that Ein Dovah Shebe'evra Pachas Mishnayim. And once we know that this girl, that there is a married girl here, we just don't know who is that married girl. We can't rely on the father saying, I'm certain that this is what I meant, because that would be a contradiction to Ein Dovah Shebe'evra Pachas Mishnayim. So now we have so we're back to our Gemara. We have your contradiction. In our Mishnah, it seems Ramey's opinion is based on Ein Adam Machnas Atzmai L'Sofik, and Rabbi Yossi is not concerned with that. And here we in Masechet Kedushin, we see just the opposite. Answers the Gemara. Indeed, Amar Rav Chanina, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav, Mechlefes HaShita. We have to reverse the Shitas of our Mishnah. And Ramey is going to be the one that says Ad Lefnei Pesach means until Pesach is over. And Rabbi Yossi is going, because Ramey is not concerned about Adam Machnas Atzmai L'Sofik. And Rabbi Yossi is going to be the one that holds that if he said until Pesach, Pesach means until before Pesach, because Ein Adam Machnas Atzmai L'Sofik. Vatanya. And the Gemara proves that this is the proper way to learn, because the Brisa says that klal kol shezmana kavua, something that is firm, vama ad lefnei, and you said before that specific time what you know it's coming. Ramei oimer at sheyetzei. Ramei says you have to wait until it's over. Ramei oimer at sheyegia. We learned in a Mishnah early in a Masechta. We spent much time analyzing this halacha. That stam nedarim lahachmer, that when we don't know, we have to be machmer. So the Rashba asks the question, how do we reconcile the opinion that now we're attributing to Rabbi Yossi of Ein Adam Machnas Atzmai L'Sofik with the concept of stam nedarim lahachmer? Particularly, the Rashba asks, because the halacha really follows both of these rules. On one hand, we are paskin stam nedarim lahachmer, and on the other hand, we learn the halacha is ein adam machnas atzmai l'sofik. How could these two concepts coexist? So the Rashba answers that the only time we say ein adam machnas atzmai l'sofik is where, like now Gemara, where a person won't be able to be married if he doesn't know to whom he's married, in the case of Masechta Kedushin. But it's making another. The nether is that you'll have to interpret the nether in a more stricter fashion, but it doesn't create insurmountable problems. When it doesn't create insurmountable problems, then we say stam nedarim lahachmer. And because, says the Ran, we're not quite certain how to paskin this Gemara, the halacha is that the Ran quotes Yerushalmi. For example, if somebody says that if somebody established a time for his son's wedding, and he said, I'm not going to drink wine until the wedding happens, how do we look at that? Do we say it's considered like something which is zmanei kavua, and Do Reb Meir says Achiyetze and Reb Yossi says Achiyagia? Or is a chasna not considered as something which is man kavua? Meaning, Pesach is man kavua. The Yontif comes because that's the time of the Yontif. I might have established the time for the wedding, but doesn't mean that that's when the wedding has to be. The nafkamina will be, as the Ran, let's say something happened and the wedding doesn't happen. The son, Rachman Tzlon, dies. Will the nether be considered a nether because he made till his son gets married and his son's not getting married, or it's not considered something which is man, which is something that's a man kavua? The Mishnah continues. Somebody says, "Kodim yayim shenitoyim ad akotzer, until the time for cutting the wheat comes, or ad abotzer, which is the word that's used for cutting grapes, ad amasik, where he says until the time of cutting olives comes." The halacha is in all these cases, ain't usher achi yigia. He's only usher until when they come, just because they don't have a specific time. Very much connected to what we just learned a moment ago. There's a difference between something that has a zman kavua and something that doesn't have zman kavua. And the Mishnah summarizes: Zekla kol she zman kavua. That's something that has a specific time. Pesach we know is 7 days. But when we speak about kotzer and botzer, sometimes they're earlier in the season, sometimes they're later in the season. Vomer, and if somebody said, achigia, until that event happens. So if you said it regarding zman kavua, like I just explained, Pesach, then the halach is os achigia. And if you said achiyehei, the halach is achiyetze, until that period ends. However, for kol sham ein zman kavua, but something that doesn't have a firm time, this time for cutting, bein ma'achi hey, bein ma'achi gia, doesn't make a difference what type of wording you used. The halacha is ein osal shigia. The nether is interpreted to mean that it only is until that time actually comes. And as the Ran explains, somebody who says hanoida ad a kotzer, that he doesn't know when it's going to begin and when it's going to end, even though he said achi hey, he only means achi yigia, because he can't mean till when it ends, because he doesn't know when it's going to end. If somebody said, says the Mishnah, koinim yayin shenitoyim ad hakayitz. Kayitz is the time when they cut the figs. Achi hakayitz. Or he says the wording achi hakayitz. The halacha is achi aschil am lahachas kalkolos. The halacha is that what is this man? This man is from when they time to start taking out their baskets. That's the time when his nether is open. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean to say with the achi yetzi am lahachas kalkolos? That so the Rosh explains what the Mishnah means to teach us is that people have to go out and really start collecting with the baskets. The fact that there are some dates, some figs that are ready, and people start picking them, that doesn't mean that the time for cutting has begun. The Rambam has a whole different explanation. He says that what the Mishnah means to say is that the kites doesn't mean the cutting, because actually what they used to do with the figs, explains the Rambam, is cut the figs off the tree, leave them out in the field to dry, and then they would take them in. And that's when they would take out the baskets to bring in the figs. So the Mishnah is teaching us, don't think it means when you're actually cutting those figs. It means when you're cutting the dried figs that were left out. If the person said, Achiyavu Kayetz, that means he was very clear in his nether that it means until the season of cutting is over, then we say what he meant was until the knives that are cut, that are used for cutting, are put away for next year. That's a proof that the season is over. So Ran explains, as we just said, that once people put away their knives that they use for cutting the figs, that's when the season is over. The Rambam explains very much consistent with what we just quoted in the Rambam, that when they put away, the mektsoyis don't mean knives. The Rambam says mektsoyis means the mats. They used to put out, as we just said, the figs to dry. And what the Mishnah means here is, and they put them on figs, mats, they shouldn't be directly on the floor. And what the Mishnah here means, when those mats are put away, that's the proof that the season is over. Tana, says the Gemara, Kalkola Sha'amru. We just learned in the Mishnah, Kalkola means that the baskets, says the Gemara, Kalkola Sha'te'enim. We're talking about the baskets that are used for figs, V'loi Kalkola Sha'novim, not the baskets that are used, not the baskets that are used for grapes. So the question is, why would we think about grapes if we're talking about the Te'enim? So I saw the Mefarshim ask, explain, because there are those, and we're going to see that in the Gemara, that Te'enim and Novim travel together. So since Te'enim and Novim travel together, I might have meant Te'enim, or Novim, teaches us that it means Te'enim specifically. And Tanya the Brisa teaches us, Hanoi the Beperis Akayitz, if somebody makes a nether that he won't have summer fruit, Ena Os El Be'enim. If Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, as we just explained, that Anovim Bechlal Te'enim. Anovim and Te'enim are in the same family. Ask the Gemara, my time the Tanakama. Why did he say only figs are included? Ksava, Te'enim mixed in biyoda. Te'enim are cut with their hands. And that's why they're called kayets. Anovim, le mixed in biyodam. You use a knife to cut them. And therefore, you can't use the word kayets on Anovim. Shim Gamliel Sava, Anovim nami kimradidam. The grapes, when their stems start drying, mixed in biyada, at that point we take them down with the hands, and that's why the word kayetz is appropriate for that as well. Achiyava kayetz, we said, if somebody said achiyava kayetz, says we just explained in the Mishnah, means achiyichba mektsoyis. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Tana achiyichba l'royva mektsoyis. If most of people have put away their knives, according to the Ran, the mats, according to the Rambam, that's enough that it should be considered that the season is over. So the way the Ritva explains this line of the Gemara is, it isn't, the Mishnah is teaching us, it isn't sufficient that the person who made the nether put away his knives or his mats. We have to have two factors in consideration. He put away his knives and mats, and so did most of the people in the city. When both of those conditions are met, that's when we have Yachbilu Roi V'Mektsoyis. Other Rishonim learn just the opposite. As long as most people put away their Mektsoyis, even though this person who made the nether did not put his knife away, it doesn't make a difference. Since most people put away their knives, that means that the season is over and the nether expired.